Welcome to the Closing Mark Report. It's October the 16th, 2007. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. And Jake Benjamin of Louis Dreyfus will join us closer to the bottom of the hour to take a complete look at today's energy markets. And don't forget that just after the bottom of the hour, meteorologist Don Day will join us for a look at the agricultural weather forecast. And along the way, we'll ask you for the final time during our fall pledge period to step up to the plate and give just a little in support of the ag programming right here on AM 580. The number to dial with your $100 pledge or any other amount you'd like to give is 217-244-9455. Thanks so much to all those folks who've already helped out. If you haven't, now's the day, the time, the place. Pick up the phone and say Ag Rocks at 217-244-9455. Stay with us, won't you, for this Tuesday edition of WILL AM 580's Closing Market Report.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In Chicago on this Tuesday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. December wheat at $8.28.5, down 5 cents. The March futures a nickel lower, $8.47.5 the settlement price. In July at $6.68, down 3 for the day. December corn futures $3.60.5, a penny and a half lower. The March contract down 1 at $3.77.25. And the May corn futures at $3.87.5, down 1 and 1 quarter. December next year, up a quarter cent today, at $4.08.75. November beans $9.77.5, down 9.5. January futures off 9 at $9.96.75, and the March contract $10.11.25, down 7.25. Next year's November beans at $9.74, 2.5 cents lower on the day. December bean meal at $2.75.90, down $5.30. December bean oil at $40.23, up 17. Mercantile exchange numbers, live cattle, $95.25 in the October contract, a dime higher. December live cattle down 57.5 at $97.40. And the October feeders at $112.50 were down 60 for the day. November contract down 70 at $112.52.5. December lean hog futures, 60 cents lower at $57.72.5. Outside markets for the day, November crude oil, $87.45 a barrel, up $1.31. The CRB index at 339.3, up 1.15. And the Dow now at 13,911 is down just about 73 points for the hour.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
If you haven't dialed the number, you need to do it right now, 217-244-9455, to pledge your financial support to this radio station. We're into the last day, last few hours of our fall pledge drive. If you have never, ever given to this program or the ag programming here on the radio station, I urge you to do it this afternoon. Or if you're listening on the web right now, there are two places to go: on the web at willpledge.org. That's willpledge.org. Or if you're in the listening area and listening live to the radio station, it's 217-244-9455. Our goal is $200,000 for the fund drive, 250 new friends, and the ag audience has really come through so far, but we need more from you. If you've never given before, now is the time to do it. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. I see there is somebody on the line already. Dave Dickey is in Pledge Central, and we need to fill up the lines yet this afternoon to catch that $200,000 mark. We're what, about 12 grand away, I think?
12,500, Todd.
12,500.
And we have a full boat of volunteers ready to take phone calls this afternoon. And some previous days we didn't have all the phones manned. They are all manned this afternoon, however, because we understand the importance of reaching our $200,000 goal, and we're $12,500 away. This is where we're sitting on a challenge, by the way. Mike Zuzolo and Chuck Shelby from Risk Management Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, Jay Pierce, our station manager, Les Schulte, our director of corporate support, all teamed together to put a pool of money, $750 in challenge money, together. Now, this money will be this challenge will be met with the very next phone call that supports agricultural programming at 217-244-9455. And while that can be at any dollar amount, I for just a second want to talk to somebody who might be a longtime agricultural supporter of AM 580, someone who has listened to the station for a number of years, who has made support after support to the station for a number of years, who realizes the importance of agricultural programming, the market analysis and the weather that we offer 7 days a week, if you include market to market on television on Sunday, and who is willing to step forward and become a Vision member at the $1,000 level. And so if there is someone out there who really truly understands what AM 580 agriculture means, not only to Illinois, but all across the Corn Belt as we increase our presence on the web, now is the time to step forward at 217-244-9455, Todd.
So the gauntlet has been laid. Dave Dickey says a $1,000 pledge is needed. He'd like somebody from the listening area, Illinois, Indiana, the two-state region. If you're outside the Midwest, that'd be great, too. Or if you're inside the Midwest and one of our listeners on the web, we'd be very appreciative if you'd pick up that phone call. Dave, like a $1,000 call, I'll take a $100 call. If you want to pledge at the $40 level, that is great. What we really want is for everybody to pick up the phone and pledge at some level. You know, it's not equal gifts. It's all that you all give if you possibly can. We're looking for 250 new friends, and we'd sure like to have a whole bunch of those be from the ag sector, wouldn't we? Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Yes, Todd, that's very important, and the numbers are important. I mean, the money, the dollars, the size is nice, but just to be out there and show management that there's that many people listening, caring, and willing to make the phone call and say, I'll donate, and I'll put my first foot forward and say, I want to support this program. And I think the numbers help us get more programs. And, you know, today at noon, we had the energy program, or sometimes we had the energy program coming on. Other things are happening, more meetings happening. What Dave and Todd are doing is just expanding this program in a shrinking market of agricultural news and marketing. And I think we need to you know, make some phone calls, donate a little bit of money, and show the station managers how important agriculture is to us.
Yeah, the energy program is coming up just a bit later in this program this afternoon, though you might have caught it on the web a bit earlier today if you happened to visit.
That's why I said the wrong time.
You listened during the noon hour and noted that I recorded it. It's going to sound like I'm live with him this afternoon, but I recorded it and posted it to the web just a bit early. So if that's a program, that new energy program, and we talked with Jake Benjamin this afternoon, I think it's a pretty good interview, actually. Stay with us. The phone lines are all busy at the moment. That's a great thing, and we want to keep them busy. So keep calling. It should roll over somewhere else, and you'll be able to continue to pledge your financial support to this radio station. The number is 217-244-9455. But we better talk about the marketplace, shouldn't we, Wayne Nelson? Tell me about this little downturn we've had over the past couple of days and how you view it.
Well, I think, you know, we got up to some resistance points around the 360 area. It was sort of a resistance point in the Dease corn. We traded off early, even with the crude oil surging up, because the ethanol didn't seem to be following it, and also a little bit of disappointment of how we understood the European Union's acceptance of GMO corn, sort of, you know, falling on our face today when we found out that it didn't include the new GMO strains from this year. So that didn't open the market up like we thought it had come back. We didn't see the buyers following through in the beans here today, and a little bit of negativity in the wheat. But towards the end of the day, Todd, we saw the corn come back, close near the highs. Wheat basically clear off its lows, you know, some little bit of support in buying coming back in. Today was Tuesday, Todd, and that's chilling our turnaround day a little bit, but the strength we finished on in the corn and the wheat, I think we're talking a choppy sideways trade with a little bias back to closing a little stronger come tomorrow.
So a choppy sideways trade, and usually at this time of the year, that would mean a choppy upward sideways trade if it follows the seasonal trends.
You know, right towards this strain of harvest, why we can be very choppy. and it can be downward if we go in hard and positive if we have some delays. And, you know, we're hearing about some down corn in Iowa on their large rains of that and then last night's winds, and we're hearing a little bit of aflatoxin. Don't think that's a real problem to consider up there, but you know, would be awful hard with probably 40-some percent of the corn crop up there with a lot of it blown over, and it's going to be slow harvest down quite a bit in the Iowa area.
Harvest should be slowed down. Rainfall, we're more than 50% done. I think the number was 53% from USDA on their release yesterday of where harvest season is. So we're set, I suppose, for the fall season now. Have we shifted gears at this point to the post-harvest kind of trade, do you think?
Not quite yet. There's a lot. We have to remember this is the largest total corn crop we've ever put away, and there's still 47% left up there. So a lot of corn to find its home yet out there that way. I think, you know, one of the things that's very troublesome with this 87 plus $88 crude oil is one of the things that we have to be bothering us here is the shipping rates. This morning it figured that corn from the Gulf landed in South Korea was $7.23 a bushel because of freight. And as this crude oil goes on up, that freight keeps going up. And I think it's going to take a little bit of bite out of some of our anticipated exports. And I think that's something that, you know, unfortunately, is going to come back to haunt us a little bit as far as figuring our exports are going to grow.
So if you're looking at things that might turn downward, one of those things would be the high price of oil, and as it pertains to freight, I suppose, not as it pertains to ethanol.
Right.
What are you telling producers that they should do? They're not likely to do very much at this time, especially if they've got the corn harvested and put away.
If the corn's harvested and put away, I think, you know, we have to sit back and hopefully we'll get a better basis level as we, you know, as harvest wraps up and it wraps up in your area, the basis levels tend to come in. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that we're looking for in a lot of the areas that way. I do think that we are going to be in a very range-bound, choppy trade here over the next 3 to 4 weeks as harvest does wrap up a little more in different areas. You know, I look at it as probably, you know, they say that they're trying to push the downside target for some of them is 348 to 351, the Dease corn. You know, 950, 58 in the Nove beans. And then that's probably corn is probably going to be in a 20-cent range here for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and beans probably in a 30-cent range. And we're going to see extremes on different days and what the news happens to be.
Anything else we ought to add before I let you go, please?
Get those phones working and call in, and let's try to get those numbers up for the guys there at the station. Like I say, don't worry as much about the amount of the donation, but just try to be one that can be counted and help us get some new programs running.
Thank you much. And that's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Tuesday afternoon. He says you ought to stand up and be counted as a listener to ag programming. Dave Dickey and I agree with that. All our phone lines were open there for a moment. We had a nice flurry, Dave Dickey, of a whole bunch of phone calls, and here they come again. 217-244-9455 is the number to call and support ag programming on this radio station on our way to a $200,000 goal this afternoon. We sure would like you as a listener to pick up that phone and dial the number 217-244-9455. Dave, it's easy to do. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Do you have folks we ought to be thanking at this point?
Well, I don't have the list right in front of me, Todd. I will do that in just a few moments. I do want to say we also have a toll-free line at 866-779-9455. I want to say also thank you. We've made the $750 challenge.
Yay.
With Risk Management Commodities, Bates Commodities, Les Schulte, and Jay Pierce. That is in the books. Thank you. It's much appreciative. I'm going to put another $100 in of my back pocket. If we can hear and receive in the balance of the show $3,000 in calls of any kind, $3,000 of calls of any kind between now and the end of the show, and as long as you keep dialing, we'll continue to add them up, and I'll put another $100 in out of Dave's back pocket as well. We're about $300 away, Todd, right now from reaching the $190,000 mark, and we sure would like to go over that in the next minute or two. 214-244-9455, the number to call.
So does that put us at $2,500 we've raised so far?
Yes,
is that
it
right?
does.
And you want to put another $3,000 in above that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we need to make those phones ring. They're all lit up, but keep going because that doesn't mean we're done. We have volunteers off-site that take your phone calls, 217-244-9455. Make those phones ring. It really is important to us that this station makes a difference in your day, in the way you look at the marketplace. We hope it does. Dave Dickey and I sure try hard to bring you enough commodity information that you can make some pretty good decisions, and information from the university, information about news. We look at many aspects of agriculture. We believe in the farm community, and we hope that they believe in us. Just keep those phones dialing, Dave, at 217-244-9455, and we will continue to take your pledge, a $100 bill. Dave would like to see one $1,000 pledge before. Man, if we could get that, Dave, you might lose another $100.
I sure would love to do that.
So we'll see how that all goes this afternoon. But you've got to keep those phones busy for us. The number to call is 217-244-9455. All our lines are lit up at the moment. But you've got to keep dialing in right now, especially, I implore you, especially if you've never given to the station before. We sure would like to have you as a new friend. And we better take a look at what's been happening in the world of ag weather, Dave, and we'll check in with you a bit later, okay?
All righty.
That's Dave Dickey, your Director of Ag Programming here at the WILL radio stations. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Mark Report and Commodity Week. And here's what the ag weather looks like from our own Mr. Pounder. Today in Illinois and western Indiana, a mix of clouds, some sunshine in Indiana, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs today from 64 in far northwestern Illinois to 80 in the far south. And tonight in eastern and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy skies, some scattered showers. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy with some patchy fog forming. Lows will range from 47 in far northwestern Illinois to 57 in the far south.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Keep dialing those numbers, 217-244-9455. The lines are open again, 217-244-9455. Dial in with your pledge of financial support.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Jake Benjamin. He's the senior ethanol trader at Louis Dreyfus Commodities, located at the Kansas City Board of Trade in Kansas City, Missouri, to take a look at the energy markets, as we do every Tuesday. Hi, how are you doing this afternoon, Jake?
Doing really well.
Tell me about what you do for Louis Dreyfus to begin with.
I trade our cash ethanol position as a resale position and in protecting our ethanol production assets.
How big is Louis Dreyfus into ethanol and biofuels?
We have a single operating ethanol plant in eastern Nebraska, Norfolk, Nebraska. It's a 50 million gallon plant, and our constructing a 110 million gallon plant in Grand Junction, Iowa.
Are you up to date on the global look of Louis Dreyfus as well as in biofuels?
Absolutely.
What kinds of things have you got under construction around the globe?
Dreyfus is also completing an 88 million gallon biodiesel plant in Claypool, Indiana. That's an integrated crushing plant as well, so we'll buy beans, produce our own feedstock, and crank out about 88 million gallons of biodiesel.
So tell me about your daily job. What do you do with ethanol on a daily basis?
Our daily basis right now is protecting our production asset. So I'll have, over the weekend here, I got about 15 ethanol cars I need to find homes for. In an ideal circumstance, and actually in today's circumstance, those are all forward sales that we're just applying to. In addition to that, find good opportunities in the marketplace. Capture arbitrage situations to where I feel like I can buy a market that's undervalued and sell a market that's overvalued.
How's the market changed for you, conditions, in the last year?
in the last year, a significant change here. You know, we've seen an explosion in production capacity. There are a number of plants that are currently under construction and will be coming online in the next week to 6 months. And the marketplace in general is trying to absorb all this additional ethanol and find destinations for it.
Does it amount to overproduction of ethanol or a lack of the distribution network, or both?
A little bit of both. Personally, I'm not convinced that it's a physical barrier of the distribution right now. It had been discussed earlier that, you know, will the railroads be able to keep up with this virtual pipeline that that you've heard people speak about? And really, from what we've seen, rail performance has been excellent. Turn times on my cars from whatever origin to the destination and back have been exceeding our expectations. Another one of the issues that physical issues that the market's questioned is, do we have the physical infrastructure to blend all of it as a 10% blend? And that appears to be one of the hang-ups that we're seeing right now. How quickly can we have ethanol penetrate into the southeastern market? It's generally widely accepted as part of your fuel in the Midwest. It's not like that everywhere.
Tell me a little bit more about the blenders. I heard this early on, that if the oil company or the blender, the processor at the other end, were not to get cars on a regular basis from a particular plant, that plant would be deemed unworthy and might not be called upon very often. Does that scare you very much, and have you seen that happen in the industry?
No, I really haven't seen that, and I think the primary reason that it hasn't been singled out to an individual plant who can't perform is that there are enough people in the supply chain to buffer that. There are enough middlemen or jobbers in there that have sources from a dozen plants sold to a particular destination. Or it could be that whomever's buying into that particular destination is sourcing from a dozen plants. The supply chain can cope with that, I think.
So at this point, then, you'd say there's a glut of ethanol into the marketplace?
Right now, our supply is matching up pretty well with the demand. I think what's driving the market right now is fear of how quickly can that demand keep up with the known supply increase that's coming. We have, I don't know the exact number of plants under construction. I'd say on the magnitude of 30 plants that are going to come online in the next 6 months. And the quantity of production is going to exceed the quantity demanded.
But aren't you already operating as a whole in the industry, not Louis-Dreyfus in particular, but as a whole in the industry at very slim margins?
Exceedingly slim margins. I'd cushion that a little bit by saying that the ethanol industry is known for doing a considerable amount of business in the prompt month or in the 30-day market. And 30-day margins are above fixed and variable cost. But if you get out into 2008 very far, you know, you're not only operating below fixed cost, but you're operating below fixed and variable for the last half of 2008.
That might put quite a squeeze on the industry. Do you expect there will be serious enough losses that many plants will go under or be bought for pennies on the dollar?
I don't know if you're going to see that. I think that this prompt 30-day market that we spoke of will tell the final tale. And in the past, the ethanol industry has had some event to come in and support margins. I will say that it seems like in the last year or so we've had an exceptional amount of growth, and we need to find some demand force that's going to come in here and help clean up some of that.
I take it that eventually you maintain, I don't want to call it bullishness, but your friendliness to the market, that the market will be there over time?
The ethanol consumption market?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I believe that the model that we've seen in the Midwest, that you can blend ethanol in almost all of the gasoline gallons that are produced at least at a 10% rate, is acceptable by the auto manufacturers. And I think you'll see that adopted nationwide, just due to economics, not due to mandates. So overall, I'm very bullish on the industry. We've just had a lot of growth, and we need to endure some growing pains here in the next year.
If adoption were to come nationwide due to economics, that would be very good. Jake, we appreciate you being with us today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Jake Benjamin is the senior trader at Louis Dreyfus Commodities in Kansas City, Missouri. We appreciate him being along for our energy segment. Comes to each and every Tuesday.
This is Dave Dickey out in Pledge Central for the AM 580 final day of pledging. It's Last Chance Texaco in support of AM 580 Agriculture. Here's where we stand. Already this half hour, we've taken $1,200 in pledges toward a goal of $3,000 this half hour. We reached that $3,000 goal. I'll put in another $100 out of Dave's back pocket. We hope to meet that goal. Some people to thank. Want to thank Patrick Wine of Avon, Yellow Creek Farm of Claypool, and get this, Todd, here's something you don't see every day, Patrick Butler, East Long, Maine.
He was listening live. Excellent.
Listening live on the web.
On the web.
Bob
right.
Morris from Chrisman, $75. Also still looking for that very special longtime ag listener this half hour to step up to the plate and become a Vision member at the $1,000 level. And, of course, we hit that. You'll certainly be getting into Dave's back pocket. 217-244-9455, the number to call. Toll free. 866-779-9455 or online at willpledge.org. But the key thing to do is keep calling at any level as we quickly approach the $191,000 mark, Todd.
$191,000 on our way to $200,000 this afternoon. We sure would like you to continue to phone those pledges in this afternoon to WILL in support of ag programming. The number to call is 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. This is quick and it's simple. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Just call in your financial support to this radio station. You need to do it right now because we're looking forward to those calls all day long. If you can keep them coming, we will be very happy campers at the radio station. And the ag programming will have stepped up to the plate and made a serious contribution to that $200,000 goal. But it has to happen right now at 217-244-9455. And we sure do hope that you will continue to pledge your financial support. Another couple calls in, Dave Dickey, I can see, but we have three open lines at this point, and we would sure like to have those finish up. Why don't you round us out right now with about 30 seconds, and then we'll pick up the weather with Don Dame.
It is really time to step up to call. I just got handed four pieces of paper from Jay Pierce. These are web pledges. The web pledges amount to $500, $600, $700, $820. There are people, it happens one call at a time at any amount in support of AM 580 Agriculture. Before this pledge started this period this afternoon, we were over $12,000 in support of AM 580 Agriculture. That is a terrific showing. Now's the time to polish it off with strength. 217-244-9455, 866-779-9455. Get into my back pocket. I'm sure we're up close to just about $1,000 away from that goal.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Don't forget to dial that number, 217-244-9455, in support of ag programming here on the public radio station. Listener-supported WILL. Every pledge counts. If you haven't made a pledge yet, it's down to the wire now. 217-244-9455 is the number to call us. Somebody on the phone with us that we hear from each and every Tuesday is Don Day. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and has an update on the agricultural weather. Hi, Don.
Hello there.
How are you today?
Doing good.
All right. Tell me about the weather here in the Midwest.
Well, it's going to be changing on us. While we are going to be pretty mild, we've had a pretty good little stretch of warmer weather here. That's going to hang on for a little bit longer, but we are going to see some cooler, wet weather move in. with a pretty vigorous system, which is right now moving into Northern California, into Washington and Oregon. It's going to quickly move into the Midwest as we get into Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday, bringing showers, thunderstorms, and cooler temperatures. And that's going to be followed by another system early to mid-next week. So we're going to undergo a cooler, wet weather pattern over the next 10 days.
After that, do we see things drying out?
Well, we do. And what we will see likely during that time frame is a period of warmer, drier weather. And then we'll be keeping a very close eye on some colder air building up in northwest Canada. We'll have to see where that goes after about 9 or 10 days from now, but it bears close watching.
Yeah, we do need to check soil temperatures along the way and the lows overnight. How far down will we be going?
Well, right now we're not expecting temperatures to be too cold. We may see in this colder pattern some upper 30s and some lower 40s. But we're not expecting any hard freeze or severe freezing temperatures yet.
Probably not enough to push soil temperatures down into that 50-degree mark for anhydrous ammonia application, I would think. Tell me about South American weather at this point.
They're looking at more moisture. The chances for moisture are looking better as we head into the next 5 or 10 days or so, especially Argentina, southern and the eastern growing areas of Brazil. The chances of moisture there are looking a lot better now.
Chinese corn crop has been getting just a bit of press that it's smaller than maybe some had expected. Have you been watching that crop and harvest progress?
Yeah, and harvest progress has been set back a little bit by a weather. Some of the central and western areas of the corn area have been getting some moisture. They're likely going to be getting some more. We don't see big harvest delays, but some in China.
And finally, if you'd update us on how the Australian drought has continued or stopped, one of the two.
Well, continued. And while there's going to be a little bit of moisture in some areas of southern and eastern Australia, there is really no big relief in sight for the drought here in the short term. If we do end up with a La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific, which appears to be where we're headed, that is certainly better news for Australia than an El Nino, which we had last year for a good portion of 2007 and 2006. So maybe the trends in the water temperatures will help them out.
Don, we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.